No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 29th day of September. The sheriff of Williamson County, north of the Texas capital city, has been indicted for evidence tampering in the investigation of the killing of a black man, Javier Ambler, the target in a would-be traffic stop that was apparently being filmed for the TV show Live PD. Tony Plohetsky, reporter for the Austin American-Statesman and KVU News, the Austin ABC-TV News affiliate, joins us. He's been following this story from the beginning. Tony, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So what are the charges behind this indictment for Williamson County Sheriff Robert Chody?
Well, what's alleged by prosecutors who have been investigating this case, along with a Williamson County grand jury, is that the sheriff, as well as the county's former general counsel, had some role in the destruction of raw, unaired footage from the television show Live PD. Authorities will not really describe the nature of the charge. In other words, what specific acts the sheriff allegedly took and the general counsel allegedly took. They say that as all part of the investigation, but they do make it clear that as part of a grand jury hearing that really happened over the past several weeks, it included up to 19 witnesses. And according to Williamson County District Attorney Sean Dick, that grand jury felt as though they had sufficient evidence and sufficient probable cause to bring these charges against the sheriff and the former general counsel.
Javier Ambler, who was he and what was he doing at the time of his death?
Javier Ambler was a 40-year-old former postal worker. He was a father. He had been out for a night of poker playing with his friends. This all actually happened in March 2019. He was driving home, and a deputy in Williamson County began pursuing him because he failed to dim his headlights. Javier Ambler did not stop, and the deputies embarked on a pursuit that continued 22 minutes into Travis County and into the city of Austin, where the chase ended when Javier Ambler crashed his car. At that point, the deputies used their tasers four times on Javier Ambler as he was shouting and gasping, really, that he had congestive heart failure and that he could not breathe. His cause of death, according to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office, was congestive heart failure in combination with forcible restraint.
We should point out that it's believed that a crew with Live PD, one of these cop-style reality TV shows, was with the police at the time of this chase.
That's exactly right. And when we were able to obtain body camera video, it actually shows in pretty clear view crews from Live PD taping the final moments of Javier Ambler's life. Again, Live PD often airs events, police events, as they happen live. But in this case, the show was not live in that moment. This happened around 1:30 in the morning, but they were taping and they are visibly seen in body camera footage in the scene with cameras over their shoulders taping the final moments of Javier Ambler's life.
But that video has not emerged. Is that right? It's not clear where that video is, or is it known to have been destroyed?
Live PD, soon after we first revealed details of what happened that night, confirmed that they no longer had the video. And in fact, the host of the show, Dan Abrams, said that the show was told by the Williamson County Sheriff that they had closed the investigation using other video in the case. And so at that point, Live PD destroyed the video, and that happened, they said, about 2 months later after Javier Ambler's death, but they did not confirm that the video was no longer in existence until June 2020. And that is important to understand the timeline. And it was at that point that prosecutors announced both in Travis County and in Williamson County that they were opening a joint investigation about the destruction of that video.
So now an indictment of Sheriff Chody. What about a response from Ambler's family?
Ambler's family has said for months now that they want justice in this case. They've been very clear that they believe that there is a cultural, systemic issue within the Williamson County Sheriff's Office from the top down. So they really praised the indictments yesterday, but of course are deeply disturbed about this entire event and deeply disturbed, too, that the two deputies actually continue to be employed by the Williamson County Sheriff's Office and are still on the streets of Williamson County.
We'll link to the latest from Tony Plohetsky, reporter for the Austin American Statesman and KVU News. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Tony.
Absolutely.